It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On today's show, we are going to get an update on projects, fundraisers, and initiatives being spearheaded by local veterans in Tuolumne County. We're pleased to be joined on the show by Frank Smart, who is the president of Chapter 391 of the Vietnam Veterans of America, as well as Chris Henningsen, who is the adjutant of VFW 4748. It's so great to have both of you with us here today.
Morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You know, I might first set the stage with just kind of a little bit of background on both of you. I'll start with Frank Smart. What was your background in the service?
Got drafted in 1964, decided to stay in the military, and re-enlisted for 6 years to become a military journalist. Went to Vietnam, served with the 1st Cavalry Division as a combat reporter photographer. Hmm. Came back to the States, was editor of the Fort Ord newspaper, and eventually moved up here.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your service. And also, Chris Henningsen, what was your background?
See, I enlisted in the Marine Corps in August of 2000 and was on active duty during 9/11, deployed to Okinawa for a year just as the war in Iraq was kicked off, and deployed to Iraq in 2004, was there for the Second Battle of Fallujah, came home and moved up here, working at the lumber mill. And now I work at the airport as an aircraft mechanic.
That's great. Well, we thank you for your service as well. First thing I want to ask about is a ruck march. That's going to be coming up. I know it's a big fundraiser. And I'll go back to Chris Henningsen.
Yes, our second annual Veterans Ruck March is April 30th, starting at 10 a.m. We ask the people who want to join. It's a $55 entry fee. Forms can be found on our website at vfw4748.org. And that will include a shirt, patch, and placement prizes for first, second, and third place. It's a 3-mile march, and the whole point of it is to bring attention to the 22 veteran suicides that are occurring a day. It's been something that's been going on for several years now, right about that 22 a day, and it's a major issue that we really want to bring attention to and let people out there know that, you know, we're here. We know, and we want to help in any way that we can.
I hadn't heard that stat before, 22?
Yeah. It's 22 a day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so the Ruck March itself, you know, tell us again the location and how it exactly works.
So the Ruck March will start at the Tuolumne Veterans Memorial Hall, and it will go through the West Side Lumber Mill property. It's about approximately a 3-mile hike. Packs are suggested but not required, and we try to shoot for 22 pounds for their packs, and we ask that, you know, if you do bring a pack, if you can fill it with items to give to homeless veterans, it would be much appreciated.
Are you seeing or hearing a lot about, you know, problems with homelessness among veterans?
There is a pretty big problem nationwide. California especially has the largest homeless veteran population in the U.S., and Tuolumne definitely has its fair share as well.
No, I want to also ask the difference between the two different organizations. We mentioned Chris Henningsen is with VFW 4748, Frank Smart with Chapter 391 of the Vietnam Veterans of America. I'll go back over to Frank Smart. You know, tell us a little bit about your organization.
Well, we're a generational organization and what we call a last man standing organization, because we will cease to exist one day because we'll all age out. And we're in the process of doing that now, winding down chapters, winding down state organizations as they fail. And we don't have a generation behind us. What has kept us strong over the years is our congressional charter allowed for non-Vietnam veterans to belong, what they call Vietnam-era veterans could belong. And also, we're the only congressionally chartered veterans group that allows for incarcerated veterans to belong. And that's helped keep our numbers up. But like I say, we are on the way out. We know that. We're preparing for it, and that's just the way life goes.
Roughly how big of an organization is it?
Oh, probably 180,000 members nationwide. And locally, we're very big. We're the largest VVA chapter in California and the ninth largest out of 540 chapters on the national, which is a little bit unusual when you consider we're a small county. Mm-hmm. Less than 60,000 people. But Tuolumne County has the largest per capita of veterans in the state of California. That's very telling. And it is a strong veterans community. We just need to get stronger. We need recruitment for the VFW, the American Legion, and the DAV. And that's the younger veterans, Chris's age. Chris was even before Desert Storm. No, you were Desert. You're after Desert Storm. Anyone from Desert Storm forward is who we're looking for. Look, they're young men and women. We know that they got families. They're going to school. They're starting careers. Doing all the things that young men and women do. But you know, back in the day, we were young men and women too, and we had jobs and families and hobbies and all that. But yet, we decided that we needed to do something in the veterans community. Chris is a great example of that. He has a family, he has a job, he has hobbies, but yet he's willing to set some of that aside so he can serve his fellow veterans. And you gotta have the heart for that. You gotta be willing to give up your time and your energies and your skills to do that. But that's what we need, and we won't survive if we don't. If the two VFWs in this county fail, and they could do that, there will be no veterans activities in this county since the Civil War. Hmm. And I'd hate to see that happen on my watch.
Mm-hmm.
So we really need to recruit for the VFW and the American Legion and the DAV.
Did the couple years of COVID make it challenging for nonprofits like yourself?
Sure. Everybody made everything in America, every facet of American life, challenging. Mm-hmm. But we're coming back. You know, we're resilient people. We're strong people. We don't cave in. We keep going, and we'll recover from this, and we'll move on.
And Chris Henningsen, what can you tell us about the VFW 4748?
Well, the VFW in general is one of the largest veterans organizations in America, with several million members. It's actually even has, there are VFW posts and auxiliaries worldwide in several other nations. The Tuolumne post here is one of the more active posts. We have about 63 members that are on our roster, but we're all definitely always looking for more. Unfortunately, several of them are of the older generations who can't be quite as active, so we definitely need the younger guys in. And we're working towards making sure that we have the kind of activities that us younger guys kind of look for, things like the Ruck March. Ruck marches are become really, really popular since Iraq and Afghanistan wars have started to wind down. I've seen several of them, especially in the larger areas like San Diego and up by Fort Bragg in Georgia and Texas, things like that. So we decided last year that we wanted to hold one, and it was very successful, and we're definitely looking forward to it again this year, and we're hoping anybody and everybody can come out. It's a lot of fun to watch, even if you can't make that hike.
Yeah, so everybody in the community, veteran or non-veteran, invited to come and take part?
Oh, definitely open to everybody.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking about veterans issues and initiatives and projects on this weekend's Motherload Views. We're joined on the program by Chris Henningsen, who is the adjutant with the VFW Local 4748. And also we have Frank Smart, who is the president of Chapter 391 with the Vietnam Veterans of America. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.